It is now my great honor to welcome the man of the hour, someone who has given us so much encouragement and strength, our dear artistic director, Adam Shimczyk. Please take the stage.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and all the others, dear friends and dear collaborators, dear artists and all participants in Documenta 14, I will be brief. It is my great pleasure and honor to address you on the occasion of the inauguration of the second iteration of Documenta 14 in the city of Kassel. Today, the process that was initiated in 2013 with my proposal to hold Documenta 14 in two cities, Athens and Kassel, has reached an important moment for all those involved. The artists and participants in Documenta 14, as well as the team that sustained the development of the exhibition in both cities through its all excruciatingly difficult and at the same time amazingly beautiful time and turns. And yet, the journey has only begun, though it began much earlier than today. Working on Documenta 14, we have always been against interpretation in many ways, believing that the modes of elucidation, literal explication, and so forth have to be treated with suspicion and suspended, and the issue of learning, declared early on as the working principle of Documenta 14, should become more than just passing the knowledge from those in the know to those ignorant, or extracting various kinds of indigenous knowledge as precious goods that can be explored and exploited to the benefit of those in power. We do believe that unlearning of what we believe to know is the best beginning, and we are at the beginning, not at the end of Documenta 14. This unlearning is what the composer Cornelius Cardew, whose musical scores and compositions are present in Documenta 14, called the great learning. The great lesson is that there is no one lesson, there is no school that can dispense it, as well as there are no masters that can tell us how to live and what to do. We must assume responsibility and act as political subjects instead of simply leaving it to elected representatives. The current sad and threatening state of mainstream politics, working hand in hand with corporate interests around the globe, both politics and business kept together by neoliberal formulas and repressive policies, this shows us clearly that we are to mobilize energies collectively and act. The beginning of such process of becoming a political subject again is unlearning. During now nearly 4 years of making of Documenta 14, from the moment I outlined my concept and the program to the moment we achieved collectively its realization, we have all learned that we need to abandon preconceptions and with them also some of our hopes and immerse in the darkness of not knowing instead of pretending to know enough in advance and before we can start at all. From this state of not knowing, we made steps into what now becomes the exhibition of which here in Kassel, you'll be the first guests and participants in the coming few days. This is a privileged moment for me and for Documenta 14 team to address those who supported us in many ways in the entire process.